is May 6th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola broadcasting from, it's kind of sunny out there. The skies are blue with the usual chemtrails, but it looks like a pretty decent day. So thanks for joining me at RBN. And, of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. I was looking in the chat room just prior to the program, and somebody, not a regular visitor to the chat room, was in there bashing RBN. They were bashing Rick Adams, bashing me. And I have to tell you, I was really very irritated. And, of course, I did delete the messages. And I must say that RBN has been around since 2004. They've survived a lot of time when other broadcasters, networks have gone down. And so May of this year will be the beginning, and hopefully we can do this every year, that we need to raise some money and to just maintain the network. John has cut back in several areas. He's cut back on personnel. He's cut back on space. He's cut back on the operations cost. He's cut back to the point where there's nothing left to cut. So if you appreciate RBN, and I know that you do, if you appreciate RBN, I hope that you will consider contributing to the network, and you might do that in one of three ways. You can donate by calling 800-724-2719, or you may visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or you can send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So anyway, this guy in the chat room, it just really ticked me off, because RBN does have a lot of wonderful programs, has a lot of broadcasters who attempt to reveal the truth. There's a lot of variety in RBN, so I hope you appreciate it. Anyway, our guest today is the one and only Dave Martin, known as DC Dave, and his website is dcdave.com. Welcome, Dave.
Hi. Long time no talk.
We haven't talked since last year. Time goes by really fast when you're having a good time, as they say.
Well, glad to be back on anyway.
Oh, I'm happy to have you on. I'm always happy to have you on. You're full of wisdom, in addition to your wonderful poetry. And you've written about so many things and have taught us so much. And so, of course, I am really happy to have you back on. And you've written quite a few articles lately, and there's so much to write about. I mean, we've had so many things happening since the so-called election. and I do mean that literally, so-called election. I mean, who elects these guys to begin with? I mean, seriously, we're told who we get to vote for. It would be better to just choose somebody out of the phone book.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking and listening to you talk about the person calling in and bashing Republic Broadcasting Network. I just read a couple of days ago an interesting article by Paul Craig Roberts in which he had lambasted almost the whole concept of websites that have open their websites for comments, because the bad guys now, as he perceives it, have taken advantage of the system, and they've just flooded the net with trolls.
Oh, whose
whole job it is to tie you up, and that's why he says that he doesn't take comments on his website, and I have an open invitation to anybody that finds anything wrong with fact or interpretation to email me, and we'll deal with them. And I got one of those couple of weeks ago, a guy just made some nasty observations that had no validity whatsoever. But I've developed an all-purpose put-down in the form of a limerick, which you might find useful. Maybe you could say, you could begin it, you can plug in to the right meter of the Republic Broadcasting Critic. Let's see, I gotta do it my memory here. The way I said, a DC Dave critic once dead was too big for the casket, they said. Then, although he had died, an enema was tried. Now he rests in a box made for bread.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they got rid of that guy. Didn't hear anything more from him.
That is very clever. You are so clever. Oh, my goodness. Well, truly, in this day of
I mean, he's going to get an exchange of insults. Well, top that one.
Exactly. That's about as insulting as you can get. But
that's really about all you could say about him.
Yeah, but you said it in such a way that it was really very clever. And how can you reply to that? That's wonderful.
Exactly. Top that one. Well, you know, you can plug it in for your own critics.
Exactly.
You feel free to use it.
Thank you. Well, there are critics in this day of censorship, and with Amazon censoring things and so many other websites, YouTube censoring the internet. You have to expect that there's going to be more trolling, and I've always seen trolls in the chat room. I've always had trolls from time to time, and they just want to bash. And honest to Pete, I think RBN, and I've been with them since 2010, October 2010, and they've given me an opportunity to have wonderful guests such as yourself on the program and to talk about a number of things. It is an outlet where people can talk about the truth, talk about things that they want to talk about, and I really appreciate RBN. I really do. And anyway. And I was an unknown, literally.
If we get some callers, you know, they're put on notice. They better be legitimate.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you wrote about just recently, and something that you talked about, and you've always talked about Vince Foster, you've talked about other people and fake news, but one of the most recent comments or columns that you did was eyewitnesses in the JFK medical evidence, which you just did 2 days ago.
I just put that up a couple of days ago. That's right.
Right. Which is very timely.
Review of William Matson Law's book on the subject, which came out a couple of years ago.
Ah, okay. And then you talked about the lying about Syria and the bombing about a month ago. And, I mean, you write a lot of columns, which are all very, very good, I think.
Well, I feel a certain pressure. I send something each week to Jeff Rentz for his website.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of self-made pressure, and I feel like I have to get him something every week. And if I didn't, I guess the sky wouldn't fall. It's not like I'm being paid for it. But it's since I'm retired, it sort of keeps me on schedule. But I may have to give it a rest so I can do what I've really been needing to do for a long time, is to put my forestall work in the form of a book.
Oh.
You know, and as long as I'm on this weekly schedule of writing an article, I I don't have time for to do the book, so I think I'm going to have to tell Jeff I'm going to give it a rest and work on the book.
Yeah, writing a book takes a lot of effort and research and time, and certainly I know that is true. But I think a book this book that you're going to be writing will be very, very valuable, because you've already given us so much information about it. I mean, you could just take your articles about it and just.
Well, that's not really. It wouldn't take that much. That's what I have
exactly.
in mind. Just put it all into a book form. It really wouldn't take all that much time. But it is still. It would be time consuming. Just the nitty gritty work of it. I just made a discovery. I mean, right now, my next commitment is to write a review of Phil Nelson's upcoming third book, which is going to be his magnum opus, I think. And I'm almost through with reading it. And I just made a discovery in reading it. That's Remember the Liberty. He touched on the subject in his second book on Lyndon Johnson, a couple of chapters on the USS Liberty. But now he and three survivors of the USS Liberty have teamed up to write Remember the Liberty, subtitled Almost Sunk by Treason on the High Seas. Philip F. Nelson and the three survivors, Ernest A. Gallo, Ronald G. Kukol, and Philip Tourney. And it's going to be an absolute powerhouse, and it's scheduled to come out May 19th right now. But I just made a discovery in his first chapter, although I'd read the first chapter a couple of weeks ago. I was just going back over and looking up what he has to say about James Forrestal. Well, I found that there's an end note to my articles on Forrestal. However, there's it's in note 8, and you go back into the text, and it goes from in note 6 to in note 9. There's no 7 and 8 in the text, and no mention of Forrestal there in the text.
Holy cow!
Something happened.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, it's probably too late now to get it changed too.
Yeah. After something is once in print, it's pretty difficult to change it.
Yeah.
It costs money.
At least there's still a reference to my Forrestal thing in the end note.
Sure.
Maybe if I had let him know about that, they would have taken out the references in the end notes.
Sure.
Maybe it was intentionally. Maybe they'd cut out that part in the text for reasons of their own, but had forgotten to cut out the two end notes that referred to it.
Well, in every single book, there are mistakes. There's never been a book written without mistakes, because people are human, and even though you have really good editors, there's going to be mistakes, whether it's mistakes in just grammar or whatever. Usually,
I found one grammatical error where he used a whom when a who is called for, and that's a real bad mistake in my mind.
Sure.
You know, it's okay to use a who where a whom is called for, but to use a whom where a who is called for is a real bad donut. But it's too late to fix that one, I'm afraid. And the first one I found was right off the bat. He referred to the Augusta National Golf Course as the Georgia National Golf Course.
Oh,
I think that
okay. Yes. The USS Liberty. Phil Tourney has come out with another book in conjunction with Dave Kahari, and it's called Erasing the Liberty. And I'm going to be interviewing Dave on the 20th of this month, And certainly because we're coming up on the 50th anniversary, I think that that is a good thing to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. 50th anniversary will be this June 8th.
Yes. Yes.
And I think I'll be around. I hope to see the guys.
Yes.
They'll probably be having a ceremony down at Arlington Cemetery.
Right.
And, I went to one a couple of years ago, and as I was leaving, I walked back to the metro with a staffer from a senator's office, and button told him pretty good, and I made him very uncomfortable, and he couldn't wait to part company with me.
Sure.
It's funny.
Indeed.
But this subject makes a lot of people very uncomfortable, including the people in the American Legion, as you find, they talk about that in the book. And the American Legion has, unlike the VFW, which has been very kind toward the USS Liberty veterans, the American Legion has been really worthy of that limerick.
Which is very unfortunate.
Very unfortunate, yeah. And I briefly belonged to the American Legion, thought it might be interesting to attend a meeting or two, but now, after reading this book and see how they've treated the Liberty veterans, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with that organization.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's a lot of, this week, there's a talk given by a person up at Northwestern University, and she's known as, she talks about the Holocaust, and talks about the 6 million, and talks about this and that, and according to their policies, you cannot even pass out any literature after her presentation, or before her presentation, that opposes what she's going to say. And this is at a university where talking about various ideas should be, that should be where those things occur, that people have an opportunity to exchange ideas. But now, all the organizations, the one that you've just talked about, they all have policies, they all have a certain dogma that they want to follow, and they're not going to deviate. And if you bring up something that goes against what they believe or goes against their policies, then you are the one that is out of line, supposedly. Even if go ahead.
My brother made a really good observation about these demonstrations against Ann Coulter now. And Ann Coulter, I disagree with her on a lot of things, but she's come around really well on this foreign policy issue, and she's very, very much opposed to Trump's about-face on his foreign policy. And, you know, his promise to put America first has just gone by the wayside, and he's adopted the neocon foreign policy. You know, if we wanted that, we could have voted for Hillary Clinton. And anyway, Ann Coulter has been opposed to very strongly on that.
Anybody with half a brain that wouldn't be opposed to that, I mean, because she's always gone along with the neocon agenda. She's always been very supportive of the neocon agenda. And now for her to do a flip is kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, it's thoroughly praiseworthy in my mind, you know, and
exactly.
More power to her.
Yes.
More power to her. She's putting principles first, you know, if this is the principle we voted for.
Sure. Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin, also known as DC Dave, and his website is dcdave.com. And of course, I also want to call attention to a couple of other websites, screamingsandyhook.net for my articles, and which I haven't written many lately because I am writing a book, which comes back to what you were saying, Dave, about it's hard to write articles and write a book at the same time. And the other website is SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my program. And, of course, RBN has archives also. All righty, we are getting back to the flip-flopping.
Can I finish my thought?
Please.
Okay, about the... About Ann Coulter. My brother said that if you really want to blow these campus snowflakes' minds, Tulsi Gabbard and Ann Coulter should do a tour together. You know, Tulsi Gabbard is a Democratic anti-war congresswoman, Gulf War veteran, or Iraq veteran, from Hawaii, who's really out of step now with her pro-war party. Or her pro-neocon party, and very much opposed to our Syria policies, and very much opposed to what Trump just did in Syria. But so she and Ann Coulter now are on the same page. Well, you know, she's supposedly a liberal Democrat, but she stands for what liberal Democrats on the war issue used to stand for, I thought. And... But you know, how would they react to her on at the Berkeley campus if Tulsi Gabbard and Ann Coulter came to speak together?
Wow.
What would they do
if they were even allowed to speak?
Well,
you know, it depends on the campus policy. I mean, with all the censorship, who knows if they'll even be allowed to speak. And the person I was talking about, Deborah Lipstadt, is one that was speaking at Northwestern on Thursday night. And, I mean, the policy there is you cannot pass out anything that opposes whatever the presenter is presenting. Doesn't matter.
Really?
It's not. Exactly. Yep.
They're going to let her speak, but not allow anybody to oppose her?
Exactly.
Oh,
and that is their policy. And I think if you were to look at other universities, you would find the same kind of policy.
Well, maybe they don't want to happen what happened down at the University of Florida a few years ago. You know, the student asked a very uncomfortable question to John Kerry, and he ended up getting dragged out and tasered by the police.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
that's a fine exchange of ideas on the seat of higher learning.
So really, policies haven't changed that much. And we have to look at, what are universities for if it isn't for the exchange of ideas? If the university is going to set all the policies about what is allowed to be taught and what the presenters might be able to present, well, that's really something. And I don't think that anybody's going to be allowed to come in and refute anything that Lipstadt has talked about in the near future or any time at all. Because, there's a certain mentality about the Holocaust, and of course they've had the floor for quite some time. And so I think 99.9% of the population believes that it happened, even though there is serious evidence that it absolutely did not. So it doesn't matter whether something is true or not. It just depends on university policy and what is perceived to be the truth.
Something similar happened in the U.S. Naval Academy when the ambassador from Israel spoke there. The midshipmen were told that they could not ask him any question about the USS Liberty.
Oh, my gosh!
Yes. Yes, that's in the book. In Nelson's book, that episode is mentioned. By the way, this is hot off the press. I'm just looking at my email. I immediately, as soon as I discovered this omission, the missing two end notes, 7 and 8, in the chapter 1, the one it referred to as the forestall, I sent an email to Phil Nelson about it, and I just got a response, and his response is very, very interesting. I think if I'm going to read it here.
Okay, read it after we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin, or better known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. And during the break, I was thinking, you know, you really have to look at who's funding these universities. I mean, if you have a state university and it gets money from the state or the federal government, then they are going to go along with whatever the federal government puts out as far as policies or whatever.
Yeah, right? Well, they depend so much on federal funds. All the universities do these days.
Right.
And so he who pays the piper calls the tune.
Yes.
In my long series on part four of America's Dreyfus Affair, the case of the death of Vincent Foster, I talk about that subject at some length, about how the universities have really been neutered as independent sources of truth. And one of the reasons why is because they're so dependent upon federal funds of one kind or another. And they're afraid to rock that boat.
Right, or the money dries up.
On the subject of what was dropped out of the book here, the Liberty book, the context was how Johnson, as the Senate Majority Leader, showed his hand very early as a complete partisan for Israel. And it goes back to the Suez Crisis, when President Eisenhower took a firm stand against Israel and France and England, you know, and prevented them from, you know, the taking over the Suez Canal, that's what they were intended to do, and successfully. But Johnson wrote a letter to the New York Times undercutting Eisenhower and supporting Israel, and as and this infuriated Eisenhower. So here's what was dropped out of the book. So clearly, this is the original sentence follows. Clearly, Johnson's actions were based on making political points, not only with wealthy New Yorkers in particular, but with Jewish people throughout the nation, given that the Times readership is and was national in scope. It was this intrusion and the direct defiance of the executive order of the president that had so upset Eisenhower. The incident noted in that edition of the newspaper was far from Johnson's first foray into ingratiating himself with Israeli leaders at the expense of interfering with prior administration's conduct of foreign policy. One such earlier attempt in 1949 was his involvement in the systematic harassment of James Forrestal, the first Secretary of Defense, which was aimed first at forcing his resignation, and after driving him from office, then became a campaign to force his early demise. It was probably, and there's a footnote, it was probably no coincidence that Forrestal, who had fully recovered on the day that he had been scheduled for release from the Bethesda Naval Hospital, instead was almost certainly pushed out of the 16th floor window of his hospital room by unknown persons, falling to his death. And then another note to my article. And Phil tells me, said, you know, said the editors were charged with shortening the length of the book, and wherever they felt the narrative was going too far, quote, into the weeds, end of quote, after the point was made, the scissors came out. Believe me, it pained me every time, and this was just one of many. They and I missed cutting the end notes that were affected until it was too late to fix, because the printers were already setting up the printing presses. The original sentence follows, and that's what I just read to you.
Oh, that's interesting. What happened.
Well, they got the reference to my article in anyway in the end note.
Yeah, that's great. You know, regarding Eisenhower, I mean, Bernard Baruch was one of his mentors. So I find it's kind of interesting that he would have a different stance later on. Or maybe he was just pretending to have a different stance later on.
Well, Forrestal was a very close friend of Baruch's as well. But Forrestal was a friend of a lot of people, had a Rolodex that wouldn't quit. I mean, and that's why they had to get rid of him. Really, he had too much influence, too much power.
But
did Baruch actually mentor him?
I don't think that Baruch mentored Forrestal.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No.
Forrestal was definitely his own man.
Right, absolutely. Which, I mean, if you look back in history, I mean, you can look at Schmedley Butler, and several other people that died in similar circumstances because they decided they were going to be their own men and that they were going to tell things as they saw them. They had accurate perception about what was going on.
And General George Patton, I think you could add to that list.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, I mean, we don't have, that's what happens to patriotic leaders. We just don't have them.
No.
And a lot of people were hoping that Trump, in spite of all the evidence really to suggest otherwise, still, out of desperation, I think a lot of people supported Trump, hoping he would be that guy.
Exactly, because he said all the right things. I mean, he was kind of a loose cannon, but he said some of the right things that people really thought, oh my gosh, despite his business background. I mean, if you look at his business background, you absolutely have to question his success in Manhattan in the real estate market. You have to say, well, gosh, is he really going to do what he says he's going to do? I don't know.
Well, I mean, anybody involved in construction in New York City, Anybody involved in casinos, of all things?
Oh, exactly. I mean, go back to Cuba and the casinos. Who put up the casinos in Cuba?
In fact, you can read my review of Sally Denton and Roger Morris's book, The Money and the Power, on my website. I have a little, they don't talk about Trump, but I do in my review of the book, because when they wrote their book, Trump wasn't on the radar, and they write mainly about Las Vegas. But in my review of the book, I bring it kind of up to date by pointing out that Trump's first big foray into casinos was buying Resorts International. And Resorts International is a CIA mob operation completely. He must have known that. He took that over. It puts you right deeply involved with both the CIA and the mob when you're involved with Resorts International. And there are other, I have a reference to other articles. In fact, that's going to be my next article, I think, is Who is Donald Trump? Because I'm pretty much fed up with him now, with his about face on so many things.
Join the crowd.
And it's the most telling thing, the Washington Post, it looks like they just define themselves as the anti-Trump newspaper for the last 2 years. And nothing but anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. But, of course, the worst things you could have said about him were his mob ties. But that was off limits to the Washington Post. Wonder why. That and the fact that he did some promotional stuff with Vince McMahon for professional wrestling, that would have given away the game too. it's all a show. Are you there?
I am.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, that was a show.
I can barely hear you now all of a sudden.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
It's a very weak signal I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, that's better.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I think it's a lot of show. I think perhaps all of the negative views on the on TV is orchestrated opposition to generate sympathy.
Yeah. Well, the fake opposition is it's been around a long time. An aspect of the article I have in my head is one section would be called Donald Trump equals Christopher Ruddy. Speaking of fake opposition. I really first got involved in this deep politics looking into the Vince Foster case. And Christopher Ruddy looked like the knight in shining armor, the one journalist who seemed to be interested in the truth. But he's come thoroughly out of the closet. Where was he during the campaign, he's supposedly a close friend of Trump's, they both live down in Palm Beach, Florida, and he's head of Newsmax, and he's a heavy hitter these days. Wow. And when Trump said that there was something fishy about the Foster case, Christopher Ruddy, as they say in Uncle Remus, he lay low. Didn't hear anything from him. Like Brer Bear, he lay low.
Yes, interesting.
He didn't say any, not boo.
Which is very telling.
Even worse, on Newsmax, they reprinted the Washington Post article by Sheila Anthony, the sister, when she wrote this, "How Dare Donald Trump Say Such Things?" And I've written about Sheila Anthony's article in the Post, which is a completely changed story from what she told the police at the Foster house the night they came to interview people. She said there was, she and her husband both said that there was, they couldn't think of any reason why he would have killed himself. But that story changed. So what's going on here?
Amazing.
Huh. Yeah. You know, yeah. When you get changed stories, you got to suspect something's up. Kind of like the doctors at Parkland Hospital who all said that the wound in Kennedy's throat was an entrance wound.
Yes.
But that's when they didn't know what they were supposed to say.
Sure.
Only when they learn what they're supposed to say, then that becomes the official story.
Right. Which is true about so many things, so many events.
Of course, then you get people like Dr. Charles Crenshaw, who wrote later that, you know, he's trying to get right with his maker, I guess, and said, well, everybody knew it was an entrance wound. Mm. In Kennedy's neck.
Right.
And the first reports were that to try to explain it was that that Kennedy had turned to his rear, looking back. But that was before the Zapruder film came out. It's obvious he had not turned around to look back to get a shot in the throat.
Wow.
But anyway, that's getting off the point here from.
All of these things are relevant. I think all of these things play into what's going on today. It shows what they, quote unquote, can get away with and what they're doing. And it's interesting. I just want to bring up one point. Somebody said today, told me today, and it's been in the news, about Obama getting $400,000 as a speaking fee. And he was given this money by the Wall Street investment bank, Cantor Fitzgerald. And I said, well, that's his payment, his reward for doing exactly what the bankers wanted him to do. I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
I couldn't hear the first part of it. I got a weak signal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fitzgerald, which Fitzgerald are we talking about now?
Okay, Obama just recently accepted $400,000.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
For speaking, as a speaking fee, from the Wall Street banker. And I told the person who said this to me, well, that's his reward for doing exactly what the bankers wanted him to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, these politicians go from being a politician to these huge speaking fees, it's just rewards as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear that the American public has a very small voice in how we are governed,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
Going back, I just want to bring up something that was printed in the chat room. Going back to censorship, the powers that be can really control an organization that is attempting to tell the truth through various means. And the Barnes Review recently had a huge challenge when they lost their credit card service and their PayPal service. And so, and also their books were taken off of Amazon. So if you have Amazon take off all your books, and then, you know, another entity takes away your credit card service and your PayPal service, how are you going to do business if you are in the business of attempting to tell the truth through your writings, through your books?
Yeah, well, and who runs Amazon?
Yes.
Jeff Bezos, right?
Yes.
Who ostensibly, at least, I'm not sure, I mean, maybe he's just a front. I mean, why would he buy the Washington Post? Just to lose money?
No. No.
You know, supposedly he was going to figure out a way to make it, to bring it up to date and make it a money-making proposition. I haven't
sure.
seen any change in the Washington Post at all.
Sure. All righty, we're going to a quick three-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. Clever, clever name. Love that name. And the website is dcdave.com.
Yeah, well, now that I've got the platform here, the stage, they do some politically incorrect poems. I'd like to give you another one.
Please.
Called The Grass is Greener. The guy that got me started on these, by the way, is the humor writer for the Washington Post, Gene Weingarten. He claims it was his idea, but I've taken it and run with it.
Good
that
to
is
you.
To take a joke that you've heard and turn it into a poem. And you know, the better the joke, the better the poem. And this is a joke I heard a few years ago, made in two homosexual men. Well, that called "The Grass is Greener." Politically incorrect all the way. Two homosexual men were walking down the street when a luscious, buxom babe they happened there to meet. Then the first guy deeply sighed and said to the other one, "Don't you sometimes think that lesbians are having all the fun?"
Gee. Oh, my goodness.
That's the way I heard the joke. One guy says to the other, "Don't you sometimes wish you were a lesbian?"
Amazing. Amazing.
But Weingarten had figured he was really getting into deep water by writing, I consider, rather anti-Christian jokes in the form of a rhyme. And let's see if I can find, I responded to him with my own. He called them Rhymes Against Humanity. Let me see if I can call up. His are mildly funny. He says, "Behold the birth of what I call a poke, which is poetry that tells a corny joke." Well, I'm not sure they're corny. These are all somewhat anti-Christian, I would say. Like
Dave, we're coming up on the top hour break. So we might want to save those, and you can share them after we come back from the break.
Okay, all right.
And I'm sure that they will, that it'll give us a laugh. And honestly, sometimes we really do need a laugh with all the stuff that's going on. Things get kind of discouraging. Right?
I'm waiting for the break here.
Yeah, me too. It's supposed to be up here just momentarily. Let me just share.
This is called "The Old Man and the Priest." It starts that way.
Ah, there it is. There it is. Okay. We'll enjoy that when we come back from the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.